you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey Mo, hey Mo, hey Mo, hey Mo.
That's some chick that was in Three Stooges movies died. That's all
exactly.
I got. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Plus, that's the.
We really don't know her, but right. Apparently she had some sort of fame, and yep. We're allowing the hit on.
Well, she was 106, and she was probably
Julie
famous in
Gibson.
The 30s and the 40s.
Marginally so.
Yeah. Right. And famous to Deadpool players.
Right. Who else had her?
Some of the other players that had the 106-year-old Julie Gibson include, but are not limited to. Probably better let that one go.
That's not a very good name.
No. I didn't think we'd gotten to the P's yet.
Yeah.
That would be a good name, though.
It's
probably
be,
you shouldn't say that.
Probably better let that one go.
Daddy Pecker Cheese gets a hit.
But that's fine.
That's my favorite part about this bit is when Craig will say, I can't do that one, and he goes right into something just as hard.
Not just as
but
hard.
Daddy Pecker Cheese gets in there completely. That just stuck to the tape, too.
Die in Hell, Die, 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 My Darling.
That's a freak.
All get hits, as does Farrah's Back Door.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, We're the AIDS Monkeys yeah. gets a hit.
Here we come.
He's got like 60 buttons. He can afford to have that always ready.
Exactly, because that guy gets a lot of hits lately, and I just like the, I like the tag on that one.
Holden McGroin shows up.
Past champion, Holden McGroin, yeah.
Past champion.
Yeah.
Hot Tubbin' with Skip and Dot gets a hit.
Yeah.
And I Love Death and Onions.
Tom T. Hall checking in. We think that might be him playing that game.
We do think so.
Yeah.
And
there's a new leader?
Yeah, and you might want to consider Tom T. Hall for your rap board.
Man.
Yeah. Old's Tom T. Hall, and is he facing any health issues?
That's probably the second.
He was. He was actually on the draft board a few years ago, and then he was taken off of the draft board. Now leading the league with six hits.
Six hits. What's the record, seven?
Seven.
Pants off, hoodie on.
And that's not you, Craig, because that's pretty much that's where they got this inspiration.
Well, not right now.
Because you are pants off, hoodie on.
I am.
So what you got left on that list to get seven or eight?
The hot boxing the cat entry form.
There you go.
That's the winning form?
So far, yeah. Prince Philip. The Queen's husband. He's in his 90s.
Yeah, but he might make it.
You know, that's
as long as
a good
keep,
one.
Take the keys away from him. You know.
Yeah.
This guy mainly concentrate on age. He's got old people.
He's got Bill Wyman on there.
Is Wyman sick? Is he sick?
I'm not specifically aware of that.
Yeah, then he's fine.
Well, I haven't looked into it. Bob Dole
Bob's,
is on his
Bob's
list.
Bob's in bad shape.
And the Amazing Jonathan.
He's fighting cancer, isn't he?
Oh, has been for
amazing
years.
Amazing Jonathan.
I thought the Amazing Jonathan
is Wyman sick?
Was gone already.
No, he's not going. So the good, I don't know. We never know what the chances are he'll hit seven, but he doesn't have like a Kirk Douglas
ready to go.
Well,
he's got Bob Dole and Prince Philip.
Yeah,
those
Bob
are good.
Dole is really bad shape, isn't he?
But he has been forever.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, but he's got seven. Pants off, hoodie on.
Oh, six.
Six.
He's got six, yeah. But yeah.
One more to tie.
And he's a solo leader at six, right? Not even points?
Correct.
Correct.
Congratulations, pants off, hoodie on.
Yeah, so we're going to look into Bill Wyman's health and see what's up with
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully Bill's okay. He's got to be 80 now. He's older than Jagger and Richards. Younger than Charlie.
Could set a new record, though. Right. I think that'd be historic.
Yeah.
If we got to eight. Be super creepy, too.
Yeah.
Was able to predict 8 out of 10 deaths.
Yeah, that is creepy. Better be nice to pants off, hoodie on.
Yeah.
He might know something.
That's 8 just on one list, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be curious to find out who got the most out of their 30, because most everybody maxes it out, don't they? If you're going to play, get all in.
No, a lot of people don't.
Really?
Yeah. Plus, if you are wheeling and you have
you
the
still
same,
wheel a bunch of guys.
Yeah, if you have 2, 3, 4 players on each list.
It's not 30 then. It's not 30 separate.
Okay,
right?
but highest win percentage.
How many would you wheel?
I still like the idea if you picked 7 or 8 out of 10 in 1 year, that's amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Seven's been done 3 good. Times.
It's been done 3 times?
3 times we've hit 7. Nobody's ever gotten 8.
All right.
So you would take the top 3, put them in all your lists?
3 or 4, yeah. Yeah.
But that guy didn't even wheel. He doesn't even have Kirk Douglas on that list. Now, Kirk could be 107 eventually. He's still going to be kicking. So.
Yeah, he's showing some staying power.
He is showing some staying power.
I could just see Kirk Douglas flipping off the Deadpool people. That's just what he is, you know. He knows that.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
Is that me?
No.
Okay. Juul is ending sales of fruit-flavored vape products.
I saw the Juul sign. I was in a convenience store, and there's a lit-up Juul sign in there. But it says, and almost bigger letters than the lit-up Juul sign is, this will kill you. I mean, they're making them put that. Right below it says, vaping this might kill you. I'm exaggerating, but that's how big the disclaimer was on the lit-up sign.
Buy a Juul, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, nobody's telling them to do that. They're taking it upon themselves to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, I realize that. Yeah. Which, it's mighty nice of them. We'll sell you stuff that's going to kill you, but we'll tell you it's going to kill you.
I mean, it took...
Well, cigarettes are there for years.
Yeah,
you know?
About 50 years for cigarettes to finally put that on there. But the vapors, since they're taking all this heat, are doing it, taking it upon themselves.
Juul announced that it will only sell mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors to help people who are trying to quit smoking combustible cigarettes.
That's what they originally said, but now we found out smoking combustible cigarettes is probably better than vaping. Isn't that crazy?
They can't even
If you
call
use it,
it
to quit smoking, great. That's what originally all this stuff started for. And then all of a sudden, hey, the kids like this.
They got to call it tobacco. They can't call it tasty tobacco.
No,
it's juice.
No, but usually they give it nice name. That's what marketing's all about.
What flavor to get rid of? That's going to piss off some 20-year-old
fruit.
Chick.
Oh, yeah, they're pissed off. The fruity stuff, the bubblegum stuff.
Some 17-year-old girl. Yeah.
Everything except mint, menthol, and tobacco.
Yeah.
How am I going to get the flavor of bubblegum now? Chew gum?
I tell you, you can get the taste of bubblegum with a THC cartridge.
Oh,
they're not banning those.
Bubblegum flavored weed.
Start smoking weed.
You can get all sorts of flavors.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
When it comes to the THC vape. I really don't notice the difference. After you smoke it for a certain amount of time, or vape it as the case may be.
With the THC kind?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, gets you high, right?
This is cotton candy. This is
I got
grape.
It.
I don't really notice the difference. Some people claim they do. And that some are tastier than others.
It still tastes like weed, though?
No, it really doesn't taste like weed.
I always like the taste of weed.
Yeah.
Well, that's available, too.
Does it come just in skunk?
No.
Original flavor?
Good question.
Yeah.
I've not seen.
Does it come in original flavor?
It should.
Like the vape smells like?
No, I've seen all tasty cotton candy, grape, all that kind of stuff. But you're right. It should come.
Look what's happening
skunky.
In Colorado, man.
Oh,
well, the Broncos suck. That's what's happening right now.
Well, yeah, that could be the legal marijuana finally taking hold.
And in Canada.
Seeping into the Broncos management,
And look what's happening in Canada.
Yeah.
It's legal all over the country there.
Saw several reports on the social media last night.
Oklahoma soon.
And they could just be projecting, but they said John Elway looked baked.
Well, he looks like he spent a lot of times outdoors quarterbacking. He's always looked older than what he is, I think.
I think he golfs a lot, too.
And Troichman.
Yeah, Troichman.
Looked baked as hell a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
Oh, yeah, was that the Packers-Cowboys game,
yeah,
I think?
I think it was.
He looked all baked, and like most of Twitter went, yeah, why does Troy look baked?
Well, he's in Denver.
Because he had to sit through another Bronco game.
Well, no, this was in Dallas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a Packer game. Okay. There's now nearly 1,500 cases of lung illnesses related to the vaping, most people under 35.
Troichman probably popped some edibles in the middle of the first quarter last night after the game was essentially over.
Joe, you want some? Yeah. Yes.
Now, that they don't make in just skunk flavor. The edibles come in,
I know that.
In candy flavor.
Yeah, which is fine.
And cookies and brownies. No skunk flavor. You got to make that on your own, apparently.
Well, isn't that kind of the point of putting it in an edible?
To make it taste better.
But some people like the smell and the taste of that.
I think it was just to give you a reasonable way to eat it.
Exactly.
Yeah. As opposed to just eating a stick of butter.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're saying that's bad?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying a lot of people wouldn't necessarily go for it.
Right, the essence
of... So you
got to
put the butter in something.
Yeah.
The essence of the pot brownie is the weed and the butter.
But if you could get that weed butter fried on a stick at a state fair somewhere...
There you go.
Baby.
Any kind of butter, but especially weed butter.
Imagine the line for that place.
Make a edible corn dog full of weed.
The two guys that who smoked the least pot on this show are coming up with the best ideas this morning, as far as I'm concerned.
We're clear-headed.
With a crust of
maybe
salt.
Once a year. You guys smoke it every day, so you guys are the experts.
Yeah, but you got a different perspective.
Once a year, yeah.
You know how to appeal to those once a year
I only
smokers
do it
or eaters.
In legal states.
Well, and I also know that you can put anything on a stick and fry it, and it'll sell at a state fair.
Yeah, or if somebody came from a legal state and brought some back, you might try some at a concert or something like that.
Nope.
That doesn't sound like him.
I only follow the law.
Tyler.
I had a brownie in Colorado in the summer, and I won't touch it in illegal states because I'm an upstanding citizen.
If he's in a state that shuns drugs, he will.
Shun drugs.
He will.
Yes. Except?
Except when he doesn't.
I know he usually...
Or the Eagles are in town.
Yeah.
Likes to follow our political leaders, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a participator. He goes along with whatever the prevailing view is, wherever we are.
That's right.
Sure.
Ricketts rules.
Yep. There you go.
That's what I follow, that dumbass.
Every public college in California will start offering abortion pills in 2023.
California libtards.
You should have your sister's baby.
New law requires health centers to provide the pills for free students within for students within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy.
You said 2023 they'll do this?
Yeah.
The kid's going to be 4 years old by then.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're just giving a kid at that age, it doesn't affect him. You have to get him in the belly. These are not cyanide pills. Well, libtards. Letting women have rights. I don't like that.
Pandora's box.
Women regretting the night after sex. I don't like that. I don't want to get knocked up by that guy. I know I stuck to the tape. I should have done that in my female voice.
That wouldn't have helped.
No, probably would have made it better.
Yeah, it probably would have.
Be okay if I knocked up my girlfriend, though. I'm not against it then.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm all for it.
Then I'm all for it. Or mistress. Yep.
Yeah. But
like all those congressmen that vote against abortion that are knocking up their mistresses, or two or three over the past couple of years. I love that.
All
and forcing them into abortions, right? Yeah.
All the Rick Pitinos in the world.
Yeah.
You may have thought you heard this story for the last time, but no, maybe you have now. 93-year-old former concentration camp guard on trial in Germany.
Man. These guys almost got out. I'm just about to die, and they got my Nazi ass.
Yes.
I love that they go after these dudes. I really do.
He's being tried in youth court.
Yeah.
The 93-year-old is.
Where'd they find him?
Was he working in a factory in Cleveland like the what's-his-face we did for years?
John Demjanjuk was that guy's name.
Yeah. Where did they find this guy?
I don't know.
In Brazil somewhere?
No, I don't know where they got this guy. I haven't looked into
it. And if they go to South America, do they extradite? Do they give them
up? They get them down there.
Some of them. Yeah. Some of the places do, not all of them.
Yeah, I think it's country to country.
Yeah, I don't know who cooperates and who doesn't, because that was the haven for the Nazis for the longest time. Yeah.
I think Chile certainly cooperates.
Lots of places in South America.
So does Uruguay.
Yeah. I think they don't, but I'm not sure. Maybe that's Paraguay.
Now, if you're young, you know, if you know, if you're not studying any history, Nazis are bad, by the way.
Paraguay?
They're not good people on both sides.
Says you.
Says all normal, upstanding people.
Oh.
One guy said they're both people.
I don't
want to
put you
sides.
In that class.
Yeah, that's true, but I know what they say. That Nazis are bad, and they're not upstanding on both sides.
Pretty sure you can go to Cuba and avoid extradition.
Yeah.
So the 93-year-old is being tried as a youth, what? Or in youth court.
Because his brain's there? What?
Because he was 17 and 18 when he served. He's being charged with accessory in more than 5,200 murders as WW2 was drawing to a close.
He must have been a badass at 17, because
you could be in the Nazi youth and be a guard at 17. Come on, you know.
Well, you could be in the Hitler youth and be a pope.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's right.
Let's not forget that.
That's right. So Pope was in a Hitler youth.
They do cut some of the teenagers.
Pope's got other problems, though.
Who were kind of forced into that.
Child molestation takes over there. And that's a bigger problem for the Pope than his Hitler youth past.
Because I don't think every 16-year-old...
Oh,
one is.
There's other guys Hitler youth past. That's right. Retired Pope was a Hitler youth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The guy that's still sponging
he's
off
living,
the Vatican.
He's living on the mother-in-law apartment out back.
Yeah, in the casita. The Vatican casita. But not all the Nazi soldiers went in willingly.
Doesn't matter, though. You can... following orders... is not excuse. They've always said they already laid that law down.
They say that.
Yeah. But it's not.
Following
orders is not an excuse. It happened in Vietnam. Some of our guys mowed some, I hate to bring up what we did bad, but we've done some bad things too.
Absolutely.
And they mowed down some innocents, but there was following orders and they got convicted. Following orders does not make it right.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I just think it would be in a tough position if you were a teenager in the 1940s and asked to fight
for
the Nazis.
Just to mow down women and children.
Do this or I kill you.
Yeah, that was your option.
Do this or you're dead. Well, I guess I don't want
to. And that's not to say a lot of Nazis weren't bad.
You knew it was wrong. It's a horrible position to be put in. I get it, but I'm not going to feel sorry for any of these guys.
Out of Florida,
Schultz, maybe, if they ever convicted Schultz. Hate to bring up Hogan's Heroes, but it's still on reruns, and you can be young and watch Hogan's Heroes, too.
Yeah, but I don't think there's a lot of, nobody's binging it on YouTube.
Not anymore, no, they're not. But if they brought back Schultz and
tell your son to start binging Hogan's Heroes on YouTube.
Well, I think Hogan's Heroes was just based on true events.
Right, true.
I don't think it was a...
yeah, right.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, it was the closest thing to a documentary. Yeah.
Based on true events.
Yeah, man, that's not even streaming on YouTube anything. You can't find...
Well, the kids have to go to the real TV, the big TV. It's on TV. I still see it.
It is on the real TV.
Big time, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you can find that on Netflix. I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's available to cord cutters anywhere.
No, I'm looking here to see where you can find it streaming, and it said, what?
Yeah. It's on DirecTV. It's one of those channels that has Hogan's.
It is.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
I did mention that the second to last American landline went away the other day.
I still have mine, right?
I still have mine.
Yeah, I'm keeping mine. Well, you don't got kids or anything around. I just don't be looking for my phone
I don't buy the kid argument because...
No, I just don't want to get rid of it because I like it having it there.
When the kids were in the house, we had 6 phones.
Yeah.
And now that they're gone,
For me, it's just an emergency thing. I just keep it there.
We're down to 2.
You know?
Yeah, but when the power goes out, my cordless phone, my cordless landline
I still use that.
Inoperable.
I'll use that,
And I'm saving $40 a month.
Yeah. I got $40. So do you.
I got 40 more.
Yeah, but that's not worth $40, though.
I don't really care. No. I keep it there. I keep it.
It
there.
Is to Tyler. If he says it's worth $40,
we still use it. The phone rings sometimes.
Tyler's got $27 a month for truthfinder.com.
That's right. Yeah. And I won't look at you guys because you pissed me off.
One time you've used that?
One time.
Right.
Yeah, I no longer get calls from Representative Don Bacon. So that's probably the only thing I miss.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
You will eventually.
Another douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll start putting your cell phone number on forms.
They're going to find that.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen to his constituents anyway. It doesn't matter. Whatever he calls you or not, he doesn't listen. You know, they were yelling at him a couple weeks ago. He didn't care because he's in the tank. Quick break. We got Josh Blue later on. Hopefully he makes fun of Craig.
Yeah.
Petey Mack coming in. Skin Dog's with us. Okay, he prefers Naked LD.
Yes, he does.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.